This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is lashing out at Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani from the Pentagon.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a ceasefire.
Turkey has done what we've asked him to do.
Today in Brussels, Esper took a different tone.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation.
Calling it an unwarranted invasion that jeopardizes gains made against Islamic State fighters. Ahead of meeting with his Turkish counterpart at NATO headquarters, Esper said Turkey's moving in the wrong direction.
We see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
And says it needs to again become a responsible ally. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House said Thursday President Donald Trump was very supportive of conservative Republican lawmakers who barged into a closed-door impeachment inquiry against the president on Wednesday, delaying the testimony for 5 hours. Trump spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham told Fox News' Fox and Friends that, quote, it was great and the point was well taken. On Wednesday, Republican lawmakers forced their way into the secure hearing room, demanding open hearings and the release of hearing transcripts. As AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace explains, Democrats say they will eventually hold public hearings.
They want to do interviews in private for now. They do expect that at some point they will do something in public before getting to an impeachment vote. But right now we're seeing Democrats walk through a very methodical process. They're moving quickly, but they are moving methodically, trying to build this case against the president, gather all of the information they need so that they can go into these public hearings with what they feel is the strongest case possible to make this argument for impeachment. And to make it in a way that tries to bring along public opinion with it.
That's AP's Julie Pace. And this is VOA News. News reports from Britain say the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London were Chinese nationals. As Mia Warmersley of Reuters reports, police have questioned the driver of the vehicle who was detained on suspicion of murder.
The 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London were Chinese, Britain's ITV News reported on Thursday. That as police questioned the driver of the vehicle who was detained on suspicion of murder. Paramedics and police found the bodies of 38 adults and one teenager early on Wednesday in a truck container on an industrial estate at Grays, about 32 kilometres east of the British capital. A source familiar with the investigation said he was Mo Robinson from Portadown in the British province. The BBC reported that police had raided two houses in Northern Ireland as part of the investigation.
That's Mia Warmersley of Reuters. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the only way to break Britain's Brexit impasse is a general election. As AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, Johnson said he will ask Parliament to approve a national poll for the 12th of December.
Johnson said he would ask lawmakers to vote on Monday on a motion calling for an early election. Johnson has been mulling his next move since Tuesday when lawmakers blocked his attempt to fast-track an EU divorce bill through Parliament in a matter of days. Lawmakers said they need more time to scrutinise the legislation, making it all but impossible for Britain to leave the EU on the scheduled date of October the 31st with a deal. The British government has been awaiting the EU's decision on whether to postpone the UK's departure to prevent a chaotic no-deal exit. Zaria Shackley, London.
U.S. congressional leaders and colleagues paid tribute to the late Congressman Elijah Cummings Thursday as his body lay in state at the U.S. Capitol. The Maryland congressman and civil rights advocate died October 17th at age 68 from long-standing health issues. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Cummings was an inspiring presence in the House for more than 20 years.
God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah Cummings.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Cummings a champion for his constituents.
Elijah Cummings did not just represent Baltimore. He embodied it. He celebrated its victories, sought to advocate for its needs, and worked to heal its wounds.
A funeral service featuring former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama among the speakers, is scheduled for Friday in Cummings' home church in Baltimore, Maryland. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.